kan vielich, eino ela nishiko poter, olei. Opala got a shmuel, and if you do less than achnosas atorah, just less than the atorah going inside it, it's only called a nishiko, and you take a poter, and you take argues on shmuel. That's what we hold la locha. That's time making a nishiko, just if you ever touches a makom, you poter by the royis. You have to have at least achnosas atorah. But then the Mishnah said, Echor Amaro, V'yechor Agoy Mekona. By your Yevoma, when your brother dies, whether you make a Gemar Bia, or whether you make a Tchilas Bia, just Amaro, and we hold that means Achnosis Atara, you're also Koina, she becomes your wife. So the Gemara is a Machlokes. Rav Amar, Rav says, Kona Lakul. You're Koina Mamish completely. Rashi says, V'yechor Min Abiyas Geruyas Halolo. One of these bad Bias is Kona Lakul Dover. You're kind of completely, even though it's only Achnos Zatoro, or it's Shlomi Daitoi, or it's Beshoigig Vionis, still the Maisa, you're kind of completely yields. The din is, V'yacheles, and therefore you can also eat, V'yacheles Betruma Miyad. You should know, let's say you're a Kohen, and she's a Yisraelis, as soon as you make this via, she's completely yours, and she can eat Truma. Even though he never finished off the bia, he only made achnos zatora. Still, you kind of completely that she's lari truma. That's what Rav holds. You're not kind of completely only for the things that it says in the parsha of Yibum. That means lirosh benichsa yochiv. That you take over your yash and your brothers nechosim, or the poitrim and ayibum, your koina, that she has no more than zikir anymore. Yeah. But not that you koina completely. The moshul, if you're a koin, she's a bas Yisraelis, she cannot eat truma yet. So we're going to say like this now. Mina nesuyin, if the first brother had nesuyin with her ready, ledivri hakolochwa. Everybody holds then that she eats from the husband, means the husband has to feed her. Trashi mina nesuyin. Heichadinof the lefona mina nesuyin. She kabar hoiso echelis bimei ochid that she was ready fed. She was the kind of parnosa from her first husband. Lochwa, when you have nesuyin, then you have to start feeding your wife. Ukeshimeis. And when the first brother died, Uboal, and now the second brother was Boyalo, Uboto Kinyonoi, Poskimalecho, she stopped eating Kuliyama, Lepliga de Kanyalo, Hachbia, Gerula Achila. That Avada now, when the Yogan comes and Boyalo, even this Bia of Achnosis HaTorah, Lamaisi Yakoina enough to say like Nisuyin, that you have to feed her, she has a Panosa from you. It's not only like Nisuyin, it's not like Erisin, it's like Nisuyin.
All right, turn over.
Hey, see, everybody agrees. Mor says, keep pligu, where's the machlekes, min erison. If your first brother only had erison with his wife, that's all. And then your brother died, and now the brother, now, of Yibum, makes achnosis atorah, that's all. Is Rav Omar Oicheles. Rav says, you koina la kol, she's completely your wife now with nesuyin, that she eats from you. You have to feed her. Dohariba rachamona bias shoyge kemezit. There's a riba kro that you koina any one of these bias. Since you koina, lamaisa, she's like nesuyin, she's nesuyin, that you have to feed her. Oshmul amano, ki riba rachamona liukme b'mokim baal. When did the Torah be mechadish these type of bias shoyge b'mezit? Or just achnos satorah, just like you're in the same position the first husband was, your brother was. But la lume mi baloi, but to make you now stronger than the first husband was, that not. Since the first husband, your brother, only had erison with, only had kedushin, he did not have to feed yet, he did not have nesuyin yet, then he dies and you make bia, these bare type of bias, you're only koina to be b'mokam abala, not more. That's the machlekes. Mur says now, V'yoz de Shmuel time. Shmuel goes according to his own time. The Omar of Nachman Omar Shmuel. Kol Shehabal Michael Yova Michael. If the first husband, the first brother had an Nesuyin already, that he had to feed his wife, then he dies, and the second brother now makes Yibum, even a bad Bia, Havad, he has to feed his wife. He takes over the same place the first brother had. But the whole Shein Abal Michael, but any time the first brother only had Eris and Kedushin, not Nisuyin, did not have to feed his wife, is Yova Meina Michael. If the Yova makes these bare type of bias, he also does not have to feed her. Sounds like Shmuel said. And that's not like Rabbi. Mar Meisvei Avakashinel says, what about Basti Yisrael Pichas? You have a normal Basti Yisrael. She got married, Eristin, to a Kain. Pikeach, the Kain was also okay. But the Kain did not make Nisun, he did not make Chuppah. Achin is charish until it became a charish. The locher is ain't no way chelis that she does not eat truma now. Since he's a charish, he can't make kinyonim, he can't make nisuyin. So the maisa she does not have a right to eat truma. Mace, let's say this kohen now dies for nofal lefnei yavam charish, and she falls in front of the brother that's also a charish. He's like chelis. If he's miyabima, then she does eat truma. Uvezu yofa koyach yavam mikoyach baal. You see, I'm all the Yavim can be even stronger, a better kinyan than the husband had. So Bishleim al Rav Nicha, according to Rav, that's it. Rav says, even though the first one only had Erisin, now the second one gets Nesuy, and the second one becomes better than the first one. Ela l'Shmuel Kasha. But Shmuel says, Yibum can make you better than the first husband was. See, since the first husband couldn't make Nesuy because he was a Cheresh, the second one could also not make Nesuy. So he should also not be able to teach Rumah. So Moran says, oh, Malach Shmuel. Shmuel says like this. Eimal, learn like this better. Eimal, he said like this. Vloy hispik lakoin sach in his charish. Einu echelos petruma. In echnami, she did not eat petruma. Konas. Let's say, though, he made nesuyin. Fiyachakach nescharish. So first the koin, the first husband, made nesuyin. So she was able to eat truma. And then he became a charish. The locher is a chelos. Still she could eat truma. Since you made the kinyan, you made nesuyin when you were well. Lamaisa, she is your wife, and therefore she is the wife of a kohen. She's also a lari truma. Mace, let's say now the kohen dies for noflo lefnei yavam cheresh, and she falls now in front of the other brother, the second brother. That's a cheresh. He is a locha when he makes bia with, even though it's a bia grua. A cheresh has no das. It's like a bia b'shoigig. Benezid, he is a locha cheles. Still, she's a lari truma. So this Shmuel agrees. Because just like the first husband was able to be Michael's wife Truma, who had in the Yavam also could do it. If so, am I bizu? What does it mean bizu? Dilo baal cherish mikara loyacheles. The chiddush is if the husband would have been a cherish at the time he made a nesuyin, he would not be able to be Michael Truma. Because the nesuyin would have not been chal if he would have been a cherish at that time. Vilu Yavam Mashenkin by the Yavam is not that way. Vilu Yavam cherish mikara ochlo. Even though Bishas the Yovan is making the Bia, he's a Cheresh, still when he makes the Bia, it's not worse than the Bia of a Shoigeg, that he's Koina, and she could eat Truma. So if it's not a Kasha on Shmuel. Mor says, Vika the Amri, some say, Mina Erisin, Divri Hakala Yochla. No, even Rav agrees. If the first brother only had Erisin with his wife, and then he dies, and the second brother makes these bad type of Bias, that he's not kind her to be Michael of the Truma. He's not better than the first husband. To lo yochla b'chayi bal, because she did not eat by the first husband. Even Rav agrees to this. Ki pligu is the machlekes min ha-nesuyin. The cases where the first husband, the first brother, had nesuyin with his wife. So Rav v'amo echeles. Rav says now that he dies, and the second brother is miyabmo with these type of bias, still she eats Truma. Why do have a sochla mikara? Because since she ate before by her first husband, so the same type of a kinyan she had before, she still has now. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no, ain't no echeles. Shmuel says no, she cannot eat. Why not? Kiri berachmon biya shoygig kemezid. When is the Torah mechadish by Yovim? Even a biya shoygig without das. Yekoinah that's ledvor mamur mepasha. Only to what it says in the Pasha, that she becomes your wife, there's no mozika, she can give her a get, she could be Yorish Tabal, that's all. Yorish the Achei Ameis. Avolocho mililoi, but for all these halachas to say that she's mamish like you nesuyin married to you, that you're allowed to be Michael Truma, that much no. Lamaisa, you didn't make nesuyin yet, or you made a bad bia, these bad bias don't help so far. That's Shmuel Svaro. Even when the first brother had Nesuyin, but then Echnami, when the first brother only had Erisin, everybody would agree the Yavim now cannot be better than the first brother. For the Gemara, Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, Rav Nachman said over the name of Shmuel, that Kol Shabal Michael Yavim Michael, Any time the first husband, the first brother was Michael, Paisas had Nesuyin, and then he dies, so then the Yovim also is Michael. So not like we're saying now from Shmuel, we're saying now from Shmuel, that if they make these bad bias, he cannot be Michael. I hear Shmuel says he could be, that Kol Shabal Michael is Yovim Michael. So Mor says, I'm going to learn like this better. Kol Bia, any type of a Bia, Shabal Michael Bo, the first husband Pshita had to make a good Bia, a Bia with Das. Then he's Michael Bo, is Yovim Michael Bo, and the Yovim also could be Michael. But the Chol Bia, Shena Baal Michael Bo, and a Yovim Michael Bo. But any time the first Bia, that the first husband cannot Michael Bo, who Adin, the Yovim also cannot. Rashi says, Kogoyin, Bia, that's what's my. Right. Meisvei, I still have a Kasha. Meisvei. Bas Yisrael. Yeah. Right. Yabas Yisrael Pikris. We have a normal lady. Shenesar Sulakoyin Pikach. That she got married to a normal Koyin. Flohispik Lakoinso. Achenes Harish. And they did not make Nisuin until first the Koyin became a Harish. Became their dumb. So he doesn't have Das anymore. He can't make Nisuin. The Locher is Eino Echelis. Hitaki cannot feed a truma, because his nesuin is not chal since he's a cherish. Mace, what's going to be if the kohen dies? For nofel of na yovim cherish, and the brother is also a cherish. Oicheles, that the yovim now could be Michael a truma. O vezu yofa koyach yovim mikoyach baal. Here the koyach of the yovim is better than the baal, because that chilat difference is yovim we had before that your kohen afilu shleimi daito. Even b'shoig you don't need das to make yibum. So even though you're cherish, you don't need das to make a Kenyan Yibum. So therefore the Yibum is Chal. The first brother can only make Nisuyin Medaitoi. If he's a Cherish, he has no das, he can't do it. But the Yovim, that's the Chiddush of Menashemai and Hiknoloi, he can make the Nisuyin even Shlei Medaitoi. Even if you're Cherish. So Chur Bishleim of the Rav, Metaras Kedotaras Mikoro. Bishleim of the Rav, Shita comes out the way the first Girsa we learned. That Rav says no, even though by the first husband she did not eat, by the Yovim she does eat. Elul Shmuel Kasha Kasha. But according to Shmuel, even according to the first sheet that Shver, because Shmuel says the bia of a cherish is not kind of legamri. But not to be my. There it squirts a raya to Rav a kasha on Shmuel. Tana Rabbanim, we learn like this. Bas Yisrael pikechas. Let's say you have a normal lady. She nesas a lekayin pikechas. She got married to a regular kayin. For his pik lekayin sashin is cherish. They did not have enough time to make nesuyin yet until he became a cherish. So the kid say he cannot make nesuyin now. For a regular man to make nesuyin, he has to have das. If he's a cherish, deaf and dumb, he doesn't have das. Is there no chelis? Therefore, she can't eat truma. There's no nesuyin yet. Eishes koyin can't eat truma yet. What about noilad lo ben? Let's say a child was born to her. Now she has a child. Then, just whenever the ben can eat, she's also allowed to eat. Mesa ben, let's say the ben dies. Rabbi Nosson Noemi Rechelis, doubt she had a right to eat before, she could still eat right now. She could still eat the truma. The Chom Moimrim, the Chom say, no, ain't Rechelis, she cannot eat now. Since she doesn't have a child anymore, the first Nisuyin was not Chal, she's not allowed to eat truma. My time with Rabbi Nosson, what's Rabbi Nosson's time? Why can she eat truma? I negate to her husband, she doesn't have Nisuyin with her husband, so why don't they have a child? And Befrat, if the child dies, why can she still eat? I'm a rabba. Since when the child was alive, she's allowed to eat truma. So the maestra, she's still allowed to eat truma now, even after when the husband died.
After the son died.
Right. Yeah. Omulay abaya abayist elamiyativ so. Bas Yisrael shenisis lekayin. Avas Yisrael that got married to a kayin. So right now she's allowed to eat truma. Or mislay, and the husband died, is the chura teichel, want you say a svar, she can still eat truma now, even after her husband, the kohen died. Why she kvar ochla? You're telling me, since at one time she's still allowed to eat, say also. Since she was allowed to eat when the husband was alive, maybe she's still allowed to eat now also. Ella, what do you have to say? Kivan de mislay, poka lay, kudushosay mino. When the husband dies, the kohen dies, her kedusha goes off her, that now she's only a regular bas Yisrael, she cannot eat truma. So Achinam here also. Kiv on the mislay when the child dies, Poka Kedushosa Minor. She loses her Kedusha. that she should not be able to eat truma. Like a monashach, as a husband to the kohen, they have no nisuyin. She is not larit machmas the kohen. That she could eat because of the child, the chironi, when the child's alive. When the child dies, she should lose the heter. The Gemara says, Elo Amar Rab Yosef, Kisav Rab Nosin, Nesu Yecheresh Machila Metruma, yells no. When a cheresh makes nisuyin, they could eat truma. Fuloi Gazrina, Nesu Yecheresh, Shota Kedusha Cheresh. We don't make any gzeres. That Nesuyin, Enechanam, even though the Nesuyin is not Chal, but since she made the Nesuyin, they're allowed to eat truma. And we don't make the gzeres, Oto a Kedusha Cheresh. Rashi says, why? The midiraisa mishas eris and achelis. Midiraisa, when the kohen marries the wife, even though they only have kedushin, she's lari truma. The pasuk says, the kohen ki yikna nefesh kinyan kaspayu yoichal by miyad. The midiraisa should lari truma right away. I we say all over, you have to have nesuyin. That's only midirabonin. For rabonin u digaz u yashet ikonas luchupa. Mishum gzeira shem yimzul lakos aves avia. Vetishka liyacheha. We're afraid maybe we should give the truma tea to a brother and a sister. Samela, Rebbe Yosef holds like this, that midiraisa here, she's lari truma. Because they had a good kedushin. Later he became a cherish. So, stama zoi, they can't eat truma. But here, since they made a ma'isa nesuyin, even though the nesuyin is not chal, the rabbanu will make her to say she's lari truma. That's Rabbi Yosef's svara. It's not only because of the child, it's because of the husband, that since the ma'isa, they made a ma'isa nesuyin, even though the nesuyin is not chal because he's a cherish, but so what? Since midiraisa she's lari truma, the rabbanu will not goyza when they made a nesuyin. Omalei Abayis, Abayis is Yehochi, is so, Nerlod Laven Lomalei. If the svara is because of the husband, why do we have to talk about when she had a child, even without a child, she should be able to teach Ruma. So when it says Mishum Rabbonin, what's the also Chiddush in the Rabbonin? The Chiddush in the Rabbonin says, Machmas the Nesuyin she can eat, but Machmas the child she could eat. To the Mar of Aliflig, Reb Nosson Alaya Beresha, why does Reb Nosson argue in the Resha? So when it says, Nechnami, Shavu the Rabbonin Adam Esayim El Masayu. He waits until the Rabbonin finishes everything. Lord of Paul Goliath, and then he argues on them. For the Mar Yochi is so, listening, Mesa Ben Eino Achilles. Reb Nosson Naim Rachilles Kasha. You know, that's no machloik, is about Mesa Ben. If she gets deleted or not, it should have said it like this. Should have said, Mesa Ben Eino Achilles. That's the Chachom Mishito. Reb Nosson Naim Rachilles. This talk is a little bit of a kasha, it's not so mashmo, but this is the machlokes. Right, then the Mishnah says, so Rashi says at the end, Reb Nosson Naimer Oicheles, that they have a kula milsa the Rabbanu kechod, they should have said all the Rabbanu at one time. For her, the lifting Reb Nosson Akule, ela aval hashto lekle meimer did not luas yume vimesa ben lechudi polig. So that's why it's a little bit of a kasha, it's not mashmo, the whole machlokes is only when the ben is mace.
In other words, the husband is a chedek.
Weiter. V'chein ha'bo alachas mikol aroyis, the Mishnah says. That while with just her raw, yichayiv, you don't need a gemar bia and any erva, just with any aroyis, just with her raw, yichayiv. Omer Rav Amram, ha'milsa, omer Lord Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis told us this thing.